You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. You know, we've played Sides by Gerald Wilson and his big band before, but almost everything we've presented, past programs, has been from the World Pacific label during the 1960s. Just recently, I ran across things from much earlier in his career. I have a handful of Sides here from 1945, originally on the Excelsior label based in Los Angeles. Let's give it a listen. It's a 20-piece big band, believe it or not.
Sing the blues. I've got a right to feel low down. I've got a right to hang around, down around the river. A certain gal in this hometown keeps dragging my poor heart around. All I see for me, misery. got a right to sing the blues. I've got a right to moan and sigh. I've got a right to sit and cry down around the river. I know the deep blue sea will soon be calling me. It must be love, say what you choose. I've got a right to sing the blues. Must be love, say what you choose. I've got a right to sing the blues.
Confusion, but are you an optical illusion? And if not, then what on earth are you doing to me? If my speech is willy-nilly, it's because I cannot gild the lily. I should love to sing your praises, but phrases and words are silly. What is there to say? And what is there to do? The dream I've been seeking has practically speaking come true. What is there to say? And how will I pull through? I knew in a moment contentment at home and just you. You are so lovable, so livable. Your beauty is just unforgivable. You're made to marvel at, and words to that effect. So there to say, and what is there to do? My heart's in a deadlock, I'd even face wedlock with you. Contentment at home meant just you. So what is there to say? And what is there to do? My heart's in a deadlock, I'd even face wedlock with you. We'll be right back.
Gerald Wiggins, recording made in Paris, June 1950, Orient Express, on the Swing label. Gerald Wiggins on piano, Pierre Michelot on bass, Kenny Clark on the drums. And it wraps up our opening extended set there. We started with Four Sides by Gerald Wilson and the big band. I counted 20 pieces there. These were originally issued on the Excelsior label, which was located in Los Angeles. Rene Otis was the guy who had the Excelsior label. These are from 1945. We had first Grooving High. Then we had I've Got a Right to Sing the Blues. Dick Gray was the vocalist there. Then a couple more instrumental Synthetic Joe. And we wrapped it up with Dissonance in Blues. Among the players in the orchestra were Emmett Berry, Snooky Young, Gerald Wilson, of course, on trumpets, also Vic Dickinson and Melba Liston on trombones. Gerald Wilson, again, most of the time when we play anything by Gerald Wilson, it's on the Pacific Jazz label, these about a decade earlier. After Gerald Wilson and the big band, we had Charles Mingus from November 1960, Wrap Your Troubles and Dreams, off a package on the Candid label called Resurrection of a Songbird. It's Roy Eldridge on the muted trumpet, Jimmy Nepper on trombone, Eric Dolphy alto, Tommy Flanagan piano, Charles Mingus bass, and Joe Jones on the drums. Then Ella Fitzgerald, accompanied by Ellis Larkins on piano, from March 1954, and What Is There to Say? A package on the Decca label called Songs in a Mellow Mood, Ella Fitzgerald. I was looking for something by Fats Navarro. We actually came up with something under Tad Dameron's name, The Tad Walk. I think this is the original recording from October 1947 on the Savoy label. Fats Navarro trumpet, Ernie Henry on alto, Tad Dameron piano, Curly Russell bass, and Kenny Clark on the drums. And that brought us around to Gerald Wiggins and the Orient Express. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. The program is a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. Our timeline here runs roughly from 1944 through 1964. Let's check this out by Dave Brubeck. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
real early Errol Garner. These are from November 1944, little private recordings done in a friend's apartment, later released to Blue Note. That's called Autumn Mood, Errol Garner. We started with Dave Brubeck and from the landmark Time Out LP on the Columbia label in July 1959. Here's one of the accompanying tracks, Strange Metal Lark, Dave Brubeck piano, Paul Desmond alto, Gene Wright bass, Joe Morello on drums. Then Ned Adderley, 10-piece band, September 1960, The Old Country, Riverside label called That's Right. Nat and Cannonball, also Yusuf Lateef on flute, Jimmy Heath, Charlie Rouse tenors, Tate Houston baritone, Wynton Kelly, Les Spann and Sam Jones, and Jimmy Cobb. Then we listened to that same band, except Jim Hall on guitar, August of 1960, You Leave Me Breathless. We had Sweet Cakes from Blue Mitchell on the Riverside label, Out of the Blue from January 1959, with Benny Golson tenor, Wynton Kelly piano, Sam Jones bass, Art Blakey on the drums. That brought us around to Errol Garner and Autumn Mood. And we'll see you next time around.